All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, just to add to that, and I was intending on getting there during the show, but we've just been, you know, last dance, wrapping the draft. But Jeff Passan, and I mean, obviously, he's the new sweetness at ESPN. They're pushing him every chance they get. But Jeff Passan wrote a big, big article today, and you can summarize it. At this point, almost everyone involved with the process agrees there will be baseball in 2020. Let me just say that to you one more time. Amidst all the negativity and all the people telling you sports is never coming back, there will be baseball in 2020. Now, it's when and how it'll look. But I'm just saying, from the very beginning, I do believe you're going to get baseball. I do believe the NBA has a real shot. Look, Andrew Cuomo today saying, I could see baseball this summer at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. No fans. Give it time. You know, NBA facilities look like May 8th. They'll be getting some play. Now, with restrictions, you can't have 15 players back. But just, I've kept hope the whole time, and I'm keeping hope now. The only sport that is in question is the one that's not played professionally. That's the only one in question. And it's college football. And you can question it because until we see the professionals go back to play, and until we know the status of the student bodies at our schools and whether they'll be matriculating on campus this fall, I can't answer it. I'm not ruling it out. Only thing I'm ruling out is you're not going to have 100,000 people at the Big House. Spartan Stadium, it's a little easier. We're pretty empty as it is. But you get my point, all jokes aside. But I think the professional leagues are absolutely going to play. I think baseball is going to make it happen here. The NBA has a pathway. The NHL has a pathway. And the NFL is probably in the best position of anybody because even if they wanted to buy themselves an extra 30 days, 40 days, and just open up when the calendar says October, it would seem like that's plausible at this point. So the passing piece, it's a long read, but it's a good read. So just a little bit of positive here on a Monday. Look, the two things we've talked about today, the Lions draft day two, day three. You guys know I love DeAndre Swift. Of course, I was thrilled at 35 when he was available and they drafted him. I'm all aboard on that. I think he can be a key piece in helping this offense take the next step. Because let's face it, no matter who you drafted this year in this draft, there's really not a scenario where this is a top five defense in the league. There's not. But I could make a scenario where the Lions have a top five, top seven offense. Now, I'm not saying it's probable. I'm saying that you know how I like to see teams draft. Take your strength and then stack strength upon strength. Oh, we already have a really good D-line? Cool, draft another one. Let's make it a great D-line. Oh, we already have an awesome offense and core receivers? Yep, let's do more with that. Because in the NFL, it's about having one side of the ball carry the day for you and having the other do just enough to get you where you got to go. You have Stafford, you have Galladay, you drafted Hockenson, you drafted Kerryon, you have Marvin Jones. You're adding a guy who might elevate everyone's game. You know, Swift is deadly in the screen game. He's shifty, but he's got power for between the tackles. He's just, he's an explosive player. And I don't really think you could say that about a whole lot of people on this roster. And if he's the real deal, like a lot of us think he is, it makes everyone else better. And it makes your offense deadly. And you think a little bit less about the defense. You know, again, Okwara in the third round, edge rusher off a broken leg. It's a risk. I dig it. You drafted a couple of guards. Who the F knows? But you hope one of them can play. Overall, it made sense. The first round pick is what it is. It's a philosophical difference. I never would draft Jeff Okuda 3 overall. But you did. And he's a good player. So I'm not going to pan it. I just wouldn't have done it. But overall, the draft made sense. I think it made more sense than your offseason. Like right now, if I had to give, I hate letter grades. Please don't ask me to do it. But like passing grade to your draft, failing grade to free agency. I don't know what free agency was. You did very little to address the D-line. I mean, Danny Shelton and Robertson, come on, bit players. You did nothing to address the DN spot, nothing to address the pass rush. You paid Jamie Collins $10 million. You paid a 30-year-old corner $10 a year. That whole thing. And you left $30 million cap space on the table. That didn't make a lot of sense. Your draft, you could say, made sense. So we're rapping about that. I also loved the draft itself. Like, I loved seeing these very stiff and self-important NFL front office people humanized. Like, I liked seeing the coaches with their kids. That was a nice thing. Like, see, guys, you don't have to spend 18 hours a day at the facility and cry about it. You could work from home a little bit. I'd like seeing Mike Mayock shoved into a hallway because clearly someone didn't want the draft set up in the kitchen. Like, I enjoyed it. I liked Roger Goodell falling asleep in his lazy boy in the third round, mispronouncing player names. Like, I think the draft represents what sports is going to be for a little bit. It's going to be different. And it's not going to be perfect. In fact, it's going to be imperfect. And that's okay. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I didn't miss the old way. And look, I think in many ways, if you want the real life impact on us, the draft is showing you what maybe some of you who've been fortunate enough to work at home like myself, you're showing your employer you don't need to go to that hellhole of an office. That you can work from home. That you can meet deadlines. That you can meet your duties without coming to the office every day. And I think just like our workplace is going to change, I wouldn't be surprised if sports changes because of it. Both in the short term with what office spaces and how leagues do their business with the virtual offseason, to the long term of how the hell do we ever convince 60,000 people to go into a building together again. So I've got a lot of thoughts on it, but I want to let you guys talk. 248-539-9797. The other thing we rapped about was The Last Dance. I'm addicted. I love it. I think it's fabulous so far. Jordan, his level of pettiness is epic 30 years later. Obviously, I'm no Pistons fan, so yeah, the walk-off thing is hilarious to me because I couldn't stand the Pistons. But, you know, it's funny just today, people freaking out about something that happened 30 years ago. David going nuts about it. It's like, really? Come on, you got your two titles. You walked off. It was tacky, and that's it. Move on. But hearing Zeke try to explain it was hilarious. Jordan being petty about the explanation was hilarious. The Last Dance, the best part of it was Dennis Rodman, I need a vacation, middle of the season, going to Vegas with Carmen Electra. Jordan dragging him out of bed to come back. Remarkable. We're good here. I've seen it all now.
And Mike, you mentioned the sports coming back with Jeff Passan's report and NBA you were just talking about too. And honestly, it's relevant to mention because you just talked about Vegas too. But I think that the NBA, their most realistic path is that the NBA comes back in Vegas. I think that you could absolutely see a June or July Vegas-style postseason where the NBA basically takes over a resort. They take over a hotel that everyone's quarantined, whatever. And they already have that summer league system in place in Vegas. Yep. And they operate the playoffs in Vegas. I think that's the most realistic outcome.
Look, players, fans, leagues, owners, everyone will have to stop chasing like the perfect magic bullet scenario. It doesn't exist. And there are things in the Passant article about baseball that some baseball purists or noted old guys like Caputo are going to thumb their nose at. Now's not the time for that. We have to take whatever we can get. And if you got to put an asterisk in the book, you do it. But no, Mike, I'm with you. And I'm heartened to see that we're, A, obviously, we're progressing through this time. But B, I think these leagues see the 55 million people that watch the NFL draft and they realize if we play, we have a captive audience. If we play, we may be able to grow our game in a way we never imagined. People who don't like basketball will watch basketball because basketball's the only damn thing on.
Yeah.
And if you get 10% of those people, that's exponential growth long term. These leagues know it. I think the owners know it. Now the players need to know it. They need to buy in.
See, what I think, and of course we know this, there's a lot of logistics here, but I don't think Vegas will work now because now we have an NHL season that has to restart and there's an NHL team that uses one of those arenas there. So how would everything work out with
simple.
The NHL coming back?
Oh, it's simple. Nobody cares about the NHL.
I know.
No, they would. NBA would
play.
Is
this thing on?
No.
Oh, God.
No, I'll tell you what. The NBA would play at UNLV and Thomas and Mack like they do with the Summer League. No, they
wouldn't.
What about
the arena at the Orleans?
There wouldn't be fans. There wouldn't be fans. The NBA will take over a resort, and they will run this postseason tournament, and they'll play it at UNLV as if they're playing Summer League, and it'll be the playoffs.
I got David worried over here about Golden Knights hockey.
That's what I think will happen.
Hockey ought to take the summer, put a team back in Hartford. We'll see you in the fall.
Right.
248-539-9797. I'm kidding, hockey guy. Don't get upset. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.